good morning, or maybe I should say good afternoon, or maybe even good evening, depending on when you're watching this. But whatever time you might be watching this today, I'm just glad you're with us for day 18 of the fast. At the beginning of this fast, you might have had moments when you thought it would never end. But now here we are near the end, and it's getting kind of hard to believe that it's almost been 3 weeks already. And if you've been working with us through this fast, you know that we've been looking to Psalm 119 and allowing it to shape our prayers. And we're going to do the same today as we continue in Psalm 119, verses 145 through 152. Let's read. I call with all my heart. Answer me, Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I'll keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open to the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. So this whole passage is the psalmist recounting his prayer life. He shares how he prays with all his heart in verse 145. He shares what he prayed for, that he might be saved from his troubles in 146. He shares when he prayed before dawn, verse 147. How long he prayed, verse 148, and on it goes. But I want you to look at verses 150 through 151. I'll read it again. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. So he says, trouble is near, but yet you, Lord, are near. You know, sometimes in the midst of our troubles, more than anything, we just need to know that our Father is near. Just a few months ago, my son Aaron, who's 1 year old now, he caught a cold and he had a few teeth coming in. And normally he's a great sleeper, but the cold and the aching gums were making it hard for him to sleep. And so on a couple of days during that week, Michaela, who's my wife, or me, would go in at times in the night and help him go back to sleep. But after a couple of nights of this, one night I went in and I discovered that to help him go back to sleep, I didn't even have to take him out of his crib. I found that I could just kneel by his crib, and if he saw me there, he would stop crying, his eyes would start getting heavy, and he would go back to sleep. See, for Aaron, knowing his father was near brought him peace. And it's the same with us. When you know your father is near, there's a peace that comes over you. You know, one of the names God gave himself in scripture is Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord is there. He is the God who is near to us when we need him the most. And in the times when it feels like the walls are closing in around us, it's then that we need to learn to pray like the psalmist. For example, a prayer pattern after the psalmist might sound like this. Lord, just like the psalmist knew you were near in the midst of his troubles, so I pray that you would help me to experience and know your nearness to me today. That's a prayer that God will answer. It's not only grounded in his word, but it's who he is. And so in your quiet time today, I want you to thank God that he is near and ask him to reveal to you just how near he is. Blessings to you today. I'll see you tomorrow.